Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I remember as a kid how excited I was when school let out for the summer. That meant freedom and fun. Then there's the happy childhood memory of when I received a beautiful little girl lotion and perfume set from my grandmother at Christmas. As an adult, I've been thrilled when I owe less taxes than I thought, or when I get an extra bonus day off work. At any age, there's the joy of seeing new daffodils, tulips, and lilacs starting to share their color and fragrance in the spring. But nothing compares to how thrilled I was when I discovered a thinking grid in my Bible, a resource for better thinking. So I've told you about some situations when I have been excited, and of course there are so many more of those little stories. You have them too in your life. But discovering this timeless tool in Scripture has provided guidance and training in a whole new way for each day. As I began to apply it, this thinking grid started transforming some things. I'm going to give you a list of some things it transformed in my thinking and in my life. The way I approach problems. How I measure my heart. The process of evaluating my choices. My skills in aiming to be like Jesus. Reaching for character to become credible and yet a humble example. All while giving glory to God for what only He can do. The day I discovered this powerful resource, I realized I had read it somewhat mindlessly many times through the years as I studied Scripture. I even memorized it. But I hadn't realized its incredible value in practical ways or how much it would change me when I actually followed it. This day, things clicked, and something shifted permanently inside me. As I used this tool in earnest, it began to impact my perspective, as well as my relationship with Jesus. As I already hinted, I've affectionately named this resource the Thinking Grid. It's taken from Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. What I didn't realize is how excited I'd be to share this resource for better thinking. Some of you may be well practiced in using it, but others of you are on the cusp of an exciting, life-changing discovery. The Thinking Grid defines what kinds of thoughts to practice, but it also defines what kinds of thoughts to eliminate because of the inverse message. Knowing what not to pursue is just as important as knowing what to pursue. Another scripture lends a little bit of help in interpreting this grid from Ephesians 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths or bad language, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. The word unwholesome includes anything unhelpful to one's own or another person's well-being. In contrast to unwholesome, the grid gives words that promote well-being. So, this tool gives the very action steps needed to be healthy and godly. And it starts with what you allow to dwell in your thoughts. In other words, this small passage from Philippians literally sets boundaries in which to run a strong, accurate, practical daily race. Words have power. They can heal or they can wound. Words can change both perspective and beliefs, which directly influence your thoughts. Whether words are lies or truth, the power of speaking them normalizes how you think and what you practice. At the same time, thoughts have significant power. They directly influence words, like a light gives away what's hidden in a box. Since words and thoughts influence each other, the best place to start is with God's words and thoughts. Isaiah 55:9 says, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Matthew 24, verse 35b says, "My words will never pass away." So adopting God's thoughts and words empower and enable you to reach higher. Adopting the thinking grid as a resource for better thinking affects what you think and say. Let God pour His power into your thoughts and words. And He does this in whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. These are the defining markers of the thinking grid. Well, let's get into some specifics. If you're like me, it helps to grab onto specific action steps to know how to think and speak. Here are some helpful pointers. The first one, it has to do with authentic, honest, kind, and professional. The more you practice being authentic, being honest, being kind, and professional, especially in your home and private life, the more credible you are to speak truth and hope to others. So practice God's character through application of the defining markers of the thinking grid, admitting where you need growth and accountability. All right, so the second specific action step is to pray before speaking or acting. If you pray before you speak or act, your choices will be better if you are listening to God's Spirit. The goal is not to say or do what you think. It's to say and do what God desires. It's not to help you feel better. It's to help you be better. Praying for wisdom helps you apply the defining markers in practical ways. All right, the third action step is to practice good character in struggles, temptations, and sufferings. Doing that pulls you closer to Christ's daily conduct. Jesus had a great approach when he lived on earth. He only said or did what the Father told him to. John 8:28. That's a powerful statement. So the defining markers are a kind of magnet that pull you into Christ's character. Number four is accountability. Jesus practiced everything we've explored so far, yet he also exercised accountability, which starts in your own heart first, then ripples outward to hearts of people around you. In other words, you go first, then add others. It's especially needed and required in order to live like Jesus. But accountability has wounding power if you don't also apply the defining markers of the thinking grid. Fifth action step. Step away from bad concepts. In other words, if there's any bitterness, rage, anger, arguing, or put-down talk, step away. Pause. Pray. Surrender your heart in that moment. Quickly review the defining markers of the thinking grid. It only takes seconds, and those seconds train your responses so God can partner with your obedience to transform you into a new creation. Transformation happens in the moment by applying the defining markers. Let's talk for just a moment about malice. Malice is any desire to injure, harm, or hurt another person, to get back at them even if in a small or mild manner. It still happened in your heart. Consequently, small or strong, malice is something God detests in His children. It's an automatic get-rid-of practice. When handling malice, always aim for the trash can outside your mind. Now, if you have been hurt, ask God to do some things for you. Here are some things that He is waiting to do for you, eager to do. Ask God to help you sidestep hurting someone else out of your own hurt. Ask Him to redeem your hurt by flipping it into kindness and mercy that helps another person. You can also ask Him to heal your hurt Himself and to train your character through the hurt. And finally, ask God to transform you to be like Jesus, who suffered many hurts and does understand your hurt. Well, what else can you do? Sometimes it's hard to remember exactly what you're supposed to do, let alone what you're not supposed to do. So get this thinking grid into your head and heart. As we already suggested, meditate and memorize on anything and everything that is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. These defining markers normalize what you think, say, and do. We mentioned memorizing. Memorizing the thinking grid ahead of time is really important because then it's an instant resource, especially keeping those defining markers that we identified right on the tip of your tongue. Literally, quiz yourself. It's an essential way to keep brain skills, alertness, and focus sharp as you grow up and when you advance in older years. So start this practice now, whatever your age. Besides practicing the defining markers of the thinking grid, commit to do one more thing. Forgive. Forgive others for hurting you. Forgiving makes you very much like Jesus, and it propels you into the previous list if you've been hurt. And if you'll remember, what we're going to do is ask God to help you sidestep hurting someone else in your own hurt. You're going to ask Him to redeem your hurt and flip it into kindness and mercy, to heal your hurt, to train your character, and to transform you to be like Jesus. Alrighty, we have some application thoughts and questions today. Number one, will you commit to adopting the thinking grid to prove that you love the Lord? Number two, are you willing to work hard on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy? Remember, those are the defining markers. Number three, what thoughts do you need to put through the thinking grid so that you can be changed and freed in your mind? Four, which specific action steps of this resource do you find most difficult to adopt? Five, will you commit to be authentic, honest, kind, and professional? If you'll remember, we covered each one of these things. I'm going to go through them now. And that was the first one, authentic, honest, kind, and professional. And then we talked about praying. Will you pray before you speak and act? And then is your intention to practice good character in struggles, temptations, and sufferings? And how can you practice accountability? Think of it honestly. Be hard on yourself. How can you practice accountability in yourself first and then lovingly and kindly, yet to the point with other people? Number nine, do you commit to step away from bad concepts? If you'll remember, we discussed how it's important to know what not to go after as much as it is to know what to aim for. Number 10, will you memorize, regularly review, meditate on, and quiz yourself on the defining markers of the thinking grid? And then the final question, is there someone you need to forgive to reboot your thoughts and your words. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.